Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Bianca Hossain. She recently graduated from the University of Toronto with an Honors Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science and English, and a minor in Philosophy. During her undergrad, Bianca was a writer on international news and events for her campus magazine, and now she continues her childhood passion for writing as the program editor for Society, Culture, and International Relations here at the NATO Association of Canada. Aside from this, Bianca has an extensive background as a theater technician, where she has met and collaborated with many outstanding members of Toronto's arts community. Her captivation with Toronto's diverse environment and love of culture has guided her studies and career to focus on global affairs and the importance of community engagement around the world. I'd love to start off by thanking you for doing this interview. And for all of the listeners tuning in today, I'd like for you to begin by discussing some of the work that you'll be doing as the program editor of Society, Culture, and International Relations, along with letting our listeners know more about yourself.
Okay, well, thanks for having me, first of all. And I guess as a new program editor here at NATO, my goal is to create opinionated pieces, but also ones that may shine light on perspectives of global affairs that aren't really discussed in the media or with other people. I want to show, I guess, the relevance of pop culture events and art and music and things like that, how the things culture and society really value, and how they can be, and how they can have a great input on global affairs and international relations around the world. And another goal of mine, I guess, is to give a citizen's perspective to things that are happening around the world rather than an academic perspective, right? I really want to make events accessible to everyone, because a big goal of mine was to really hopefully engage people of the communities everywhere to really be involved in global affairs and international relations. And for people to understand that, yes, they do have an impact on these kind of huge events that they might not think matter to them, or that they matter to those events.
And I want to mention that here at the NATO Association of Canada, we engage our community with, you know, various publications that we release on our website, along with various interviews that we do. I myself have been with the association over the past year and a half, and I want to say that the association does an amazing job engaging with our youth. We have student memberships, regular memberships, corporate memberships, and different types of memberships available to anyone interested in becoming a member. Mm-hmm. And what we do here is not only do we release publications, as you know, but we also put on successful conferences, events, and roundtables. Each and every one of our program editors serves as a project manager and a project coordinator as well. So for anyone tuning in today, I would encourage you guys to definitely go on our website, look at our upcoming events, and see some of our upcoming conferences, forums, and roundtables that we have scheduled. As a professional writer, you have a passion for writing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a platform here at the association. Mm-hmm. And I want to mention that we originally met at one of our crisis simulations.
Yeah.
And we did a previous interview mm-hmm. together. And working with you one-on-one, I saw the talent, the drive, and the determination that you exemplified. So it was very clear. In the end, our team won the simulation, which was a great way for our youth to be engaged.
Exactly. That's what got me engaged with NATO in the first place. I would have never known about this opportunity internship if I didn't push myself to be part of that crisis simulation. And of course, I was nervous and I had a lot of fear, but since it was my goal to pursue community engagement and international affairs, I had to start myself, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that it was an excellent event.
And now, in terms of being engaged in the community, you also have been heavily engaged in academics. You
mm-hmm.
recently successfully graduated with an honors bachelor of arts in political science
mm-hmm.
and English with a minor in philosophy. So with your experience and your expertise studying at the University of Toronto, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the youth and the young professionals who are perhaps interested in pursuing studies at U of T, and specifically pursuing an undergrad in political science and English?
My first piece of advice would be keep an open mind, because when I started university, I had no idea that political science was even a degree. I just knew I was interested in world events, and I didn't think you could study those kinds of things. But taking my time to try out new things and keeping that open mind led me to here, and I don't regret one bit of it, even as difficult as it may be. And I would say also take advantage of the resources your school gives you. Go to events, and events at university, I found, are exactly what resources should be. When the university puts on events, they're resources for us to go and engage with the university community and other people, but also to learn something, to understand something we didn't quite know before, or to get a new perspective on an opinion or a news article or some kind of cultural aspects that's around us. And just taking advantage and going to as many of those events is probably better than just sitting in the classroom and studying and listening.
It's true. And I agree with you 100%. With my academic background,
mm-hmm.
I myself went to the University of Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated with an honors degree in legal studies and a master's in public service.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout my 5 years at Waterloo, I was heavily engaged in various community initiatives
mm-hmm.
because it's one thing to be a student in the classroom setting and to study the theoretical aspect of the law or political science or international relations, but it's another thing to be more hands-on and to
yeah.
be more engaged in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes you learn more as a result
exactly.
of being engaged. So I oftentimes encourage young people to get out there, even
yeah.
While you're in the process of completing your undergraduate degree,
mm-hmm.
don't hesitate to reach out to various associations and organizations to see how you can become involved, whether it's you becoming a member, a student member, whether it's you becoming a junior research
mm-hmm.
fellow, or it's you becoming a volunteer. Don't hesitate to ask.
Exactly. And it's not just about you going and actually getting involved. Even just going and listening itself is participating in an event. And because it's nerve-wracking for a lot of people to kind of take that initiative and start their own events. I've dealt with this for sure. But when I go to an event and I just sit there and listen, I feel quite engaged with the event, I feel like I'm a part of it instantly. I'm giving them my support, right? And that's really important for a lot of organizations, just to have people there to listen to them, to hear their message, and perhaps hopefully send away people with that message to share with others as well.
Exactly. So I oftentimes, as the program editor of Global Horizons, you know this, I served two terms already, and
mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be serving another term here at
mm-hmm.
the NATO Association of Canada. I do want to say that oftentimes what I would do is I would visit different high schools,
mm-hmm.
and throughout a period of 4 months, my first term, I went to high school every month.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked, what is the best piece of advice I can provide to someone that's in grade 11 or 12
yeah.
about being more engaged, I encourage the students to come out to one of our events, see how you like the event,
mm-hmm.
and then if you're interested in becoming a student member, that opportunity is available and made accessible to you.
Yep, exactly.
So, again, being engaged, as you said, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to necessarily become a writer, junior research fellow, or research analyst. But as long as you are interested in international relations, global affairs, or diplomacy, the best thing you can do is, you know, look at the different associations and organizations out there that are putting on events. See what topics you're interested in becoming more involved in. And then sit in, listen to the discussion, and then see what other events are facilitated
exactly.
or organized by the association.
And sometimes these events are even an hour, and you'll get so much information in that 1 hour. And that's such a good way to take a break from your studies, right? You're just sitting, you're just soaking things in. It's more engaging than a lecture, but not as strenuous as trying to analyze one paragraph in a really dense textbook, right? It's also a break from school and being productive with that time at the same time.
What I oftentimes do is I encourage all of the program editors and research analysts and anyone young interested in diplomacy to look into conducting interviews, because that's a great opportunity to network with people. And when I started here at the association, I wanted to establish a strong network of diplomats here in Toronto who would, you know, be willing to do an interview with us and who would be more engaged with our association. And as a result of interviewing a number of diplomats, as you know, Global Horizons, my program started out with a series of podcasts known as Talk to a Diplomat, and now that program changed over to Canada's NATO podcast. But I had a goal when I started here, and I wanted to make sure that I established a strong network and a strong foundation for our association. And I did that by conducting interviews with different diplomats, senior-level government officials, academics, and influential members of our community. And what that did is it not only provided me with an opportunity to learn more about diplomacy, but it allowed me to get more of the diplomats to be engaged with the work that we're doing as an association. So oftentimes I'll receive invitations from these consul generals and ambassadors to attend different events. So I'll attend their events, they'll attend our events. And I have to say, I'm really excited about our upcoming economy forum, because I served as a project manager last year. And that was a huge success because we had a good mix. We had diplomats, we had, you know, mining companies representing infrastructure, and it was just an interesting discussion. This year, you know, with the team that we have here at the association, I'm really thrilled to work very closely with a number of the program editors that we have here, and everyone has been very enthusiastic about helping out, assisting, and also serving as a project coordinator. So with that being said, in addition to the work that you're doing here at the NATO Association of Canada, you yourself have also met and collaborated with many outstanding members of Toronto's art community. What would you say have been some of your most memorable moments? And I know it's a difficult question to answer, especially when you have so many people that you've met that are, you know, influential in the arts community and different communities. But what would you say has really been a memorable experience for you?
During university, I was a theater production assistant throughout my studies, which seems really irrelevant to my degree, but it is where I gained all my people skills, where I actually could engage with people outside my little political science bubble and actually meet, you know, just a whole bunch of different people who have kind of artistic ideas about how to present an issue or a conflict. And working for the 4 years that I worked there, I had a very close crew, and my supervisor always made sure that we could talk with each other, and that we were more than just a crew, but I felt like we were family, right? Even today, we always still hold these little dinner parties just to get together and to kind of re-engage with one another after we haven't seen each other for a long time. And, you know, just these having these little, you know, talks over dinner and food, just eating and talking, was probably one of my favorite things throughout university, because, you know, university is so big and going to events can be very overwhelming, but then coming back to this little family that you have to support you and to listen to you and just to have fun and talk, it kind of really made me who I am now, right? I think it really helped me push myself more because I had the support and I had somewhere to go to that wasn't that had nothing to do with school, just to go and relax and, you know, talk and, you know, gossip and cry,
yeah,
and all this kind of thing.